Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning edition of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Glad you guys could be with me for the program. We're coming to you live here for the next 2 hours with a wrap-up of this week's news. As per usual, we're going to have wide-open phone lines throughout the duration of the broadcast at 1-800-313-9443 will be the number to get you on the air during any part of the program. Today, my website is theglobalreality.com. That's where you can go and have the news items I'm going to cover today there at the end of the broadcast today. But there's lots of stuff to talk about. As usual, another interesting week of news. I'll give you an idea here in this first short segment about what we're going to be discussing today. One article I have is Satellite Shootdown Shows Missile Muscle. This goes hand-in-hand with something we've been talking about here on this program for the past couple of weeks, and that is it has to do with this this errant spy satellite they told us, okay, this thing's going to crash, and you know, immediately my first response to this thing was, okay, look, these people don't ever even admit when these things are going to crash, and then about a week later, then they said, okay, well, now it's definitely going to crash over North America, and I'm going, okay, well, wait a minute, not only do they never admit when they're going to crash, they don't admit where. You know, so, I mean, immediately red flags started going up for me all over that, because they started saying, okay, this is some sort of operation. You know, they're getting ready to probably test something. Well, lo and behold, now, you know, they admitted this week that they're going to shoot it down with a missile off a Navy ship, and now they've even gone as far as to say that they're going to use the missile defense system. And so what I've been telling you over the past couple of weeks, that this was some sort of a drill, in order to test their missile defense system and their, to kind of flex their muscle towards China, has been now officially confirmed. So we'll get into that. We've also got an interesting article that, who put this out this week? Was it the, can't remember the name of that. I think it was the New York Times. Anyway, they put out an article this week where essentially they called Barack Obama Osama, like three times in this Reuters article, over the course of one article. And of course, Reuters is owned by who? The Rothschilds. And so it's very interesting. There's a little line here that says, while Obama campaigned in Wisconsin, which votes next week, Clinton focused on contests in heavily populated states of Ohio and Texas in 3 weeks as her best hope to stop Osama's surge. So, very interesting. I don't know whether they're trying to. Maybe they're trying to tell something. In 3 weeks, there's going to be some sort of event where they're going to roll out some Osama bin Laden tape or something. I don't know, but it's very interesting. They happened to call him Osama three times, and they never went back and corrected it and left it was. So we'll talk about that. Top Pakistani official caught on tape saying next week's elections in Pakistan will definitely be rigged. We know that's going on because, essentially we're the only country in the world that doesn't know, is not aware of mass voting fraud that goes on all over the world. Do a Google search. I mean, just look at the past 7 or 8 years, just this decade, how much voting fraud, how many rigged elections there have been all over the globe. Virtually no country on earth has any true democratic election anymore. And so we'll take a break, and we'll come back, get into tons of more news on the other side here in the first hour of the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us. Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
First hour of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Rees, host of the program. Glad you all could be with us today for the program. This is live. If you're listening to us now on Saturday morning at 7:08 a.m. on a Saturday, February the 16th edition of the broadcast, we are going to have open lines throughout the duration of the show at 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us at any point. I've got a lot of news and a lot of stuff to get into in the duration of the broadcast. Basically, we're going to cover all the different stories that came out this week. Because, you know, what tends to happen is you start out on Monday, and Monday is generally always a busy news day. I do a weekday program on another network, and so I'm constantly news gathering. So you start out on Monday with a pretty busy news day, and then by the time you get to Friday and then to Saturday morning, you tend to forget about the stories that came out on Monday because, you know, you've gone through so much stuff. But there was just an absolute amazing amount of news that's come out this week, so we're going to get into all of it. And before the break, we were discussing this, this whole situation with this satellite. And again, it's funny that they've, 100% fully vilified everything that I talked about over the past couple of weeks, and they continue to do so. Satellite shoot down shows missile muscle. The Pentagon's plan to shoot down a failed satellite with a missile defense interceptor in the coming days is aimed at preventing toxic fuel from reaching Earth, but a U.S. official say expert said yesterday it would also signal that U.S. missile defenses can be used to counter China's strategic anti-satellite weapons. China conducted its first successful test of an anti-satellite weapon on January the 11th, 2007, in what defense and military officials say is a new strategic threat to the United States. Bush administration defense and national security officials involved in interagency discussions on the satellite destruction plan said one reason for using the missile defense system against a space target would be to highlight its potential as an ASAT weapon. The Pentagon has been discussing ways to deter and counter China's ASAT weapon, which can threaten U.S. military and civilian communications, especially command and control systems involving satellites. And you see, this comes right on the heels of another article that came out this week entitled Russia and China Challenge U.S. with Proposal to Ban Space Weapons. So you see, the alleged story here is that they're using this system to test this missile defense system in reaction to China testing theirs. At the same time, with China and Russia moving to propose a ban on space weapons. And this is something we've talked about quite a bit. You know, because, you know, I've told you many times here, I believe that all these different UFO sightings and all this stuff that you're seeing are them testing out some of this technology. Because Wernher von Braun, who was brought over into the United States after World War II during Project Paperclip, told his assistant Carol Rosen in 1973 that first the threat would be communism, and then when that people didn't buy that, the next threat after that would be Islamic terrorism from the Middle East. Now, again, you know, if you stop right there, that's a wild prediction, you know, to have that much information in 1973. But to take it even further, he also told her that if that didn't work and they didn't get people to buy the lie, then the threat would be a staged alien attack from outer space, and all of it would be a lie as a pretext to get these space-based weapons installed. So, you know, from the get-go, this whole satellite thing has not really jived with me. I mean, look, these things have nuclear reactors on board, and that's the one thing that they don't want to talk about as well. Publicly, however, officials who announced the plan yesterday sought to play down the ASAT capability. The Greyhound-sized bus intelligence satellite failed shortly after launch in 2006, intended to conduct both electronic eavesdropping and photographic intelligence gathering. The satellite contains a large tank of unused toxic fuel called hydrazine. The fuel would pose a health risk if the tank survived reentry and landed in the populated area. The satellite has been gradually moving closer to the atmosphere and could come down sometime in the next several weeks. Since the satellite cannot be maneuvered to fall into the ocean, the plan calls for firing a modified Navy SM-3 anti-missile interceptor from the Aegis Battle Management System equipped warship in the northern Pacific as a satellite nears the atmosphere. It will be the first time a missile defense interceptor will be used against a satellite, something that has not been attempted since the 1980s, when the Pentagon tested an anti-satellite missile from a jet fighter. The administration began notifying the world community about the plan late last month. Deputy National Security Advisor James Jeffneys told reporters in announcing the plan, asked if the modified SM-3 will be viewed by some foreign states as an ASAT weapon, Mr. Jeffrey said that whatever other nations might think, the truth, yeah, right, the truth, huh? The truth is that the missile strike is meant to prevent the hydrazine tank from landing in a populated area. Yeah, it's no, folks, they're not going to let you know anything about what this really is or what's going on or what kind of technology is being used. That's the point. But also the point is that they want to be able to test these things in broad daylight. And they know that it's going to have such an effect and enough people are going to see it. There's Yahoo News articles now where they're telling you how to see this thing. So, you know, they know that they're not going to be able to do this in the light of day with the whole world watching and be able to explain it away as just, oh, a missile falling to Earth. I mean, a satellite falling to Earth, rather. You know, I mean, come on. So this is an obvious cover story. Marine General Corps James E. Cartwright, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, however, made clear that the Navy interceptor, which is designed to hit ballistic missiles at a transit space, was picked because of its capability to hit targets in space. Does it have the kinetic capability? That's why we picked it. But you'd have to go in and do modifications to ships, to missiles, to sensors, and they would be significant before it'd be an effective ASAT system, he said during the meeting with reporters. This is an extreme measure for this problem. To configure the missile against the satellite, SM-3 software is being modified that will help guide its non-explosive warhead to the satellite, which is traveling at about 22,000 miles an hour. Three missiles will be available for the satellite shot at it. Successful, it will result in most of the debris burning up in the atmosphere over several weeks or a month. China's ASAT weapon test, by contrast, used a ground-based missile to hit an orbiting Chinese weather satellite, and it left some 2,500 pieces of debris in a belt 527 miles in space that military officials say poses a danger to both manned and unmanned spacecraft. The U.S. military and national security officials said the Chinese ASAT test is part of China's asymmetric warfare capabilities and represents a new strategic weapon that could cripple the U.S. military in future conflict by giving Beijing the capability to shoot down most low-orbit satellites. And that's what they're worried about here. And you notice how they coincided this latest shuttle mission which they're up there doing right now. You didn't notice how they coincided this with that, folks, and that's why this is. They're installing these space-based weapons now. And I talked about this many times. About a month or so ago, I went and actually pulled the spending budget. You can actually go to the Department of Defense's own website, folks, and you can pull the numbers for space-based weapons spending for the year 2008. And in the year 2008, these people are spending more on space-based weapons than they spent on any other year. So what does that tell you? Because that's really how these people are going to finally get their stranglehold. And that is to get all the countries over the course of the world to use their first strike nuclear capabilities. Then they're going to be able to essentially run the table with their space-based weapon systems over anybody. I mean, this is a... You know, I mean, we're heading into the final stages of this, folks. I mean, we really are heading into, the final stages of the New World Order, and they're really going forward with this. You know, I mean, so this is scary. And it says, we have a fleet of Aegis destroyers, including those in the Pacific and the Japanese. I have several. The demonstration of these anti-mission capabilities against the satellite, regardless of whether or not it's intended as a signal to China or not, will certainly get the attention of the Chinese. And so there you go. I mean, that's part of it. But you see, again, as I've talked about many times on this program as well, these people don't do anything, and they don't go forward with anything unless they do a cost-benefit analysis first. So they're going to make sure that before they go forward with the plan, they can achieve multiple aims. If they're going to make sure they can, you know, test their weapon systems with this. They're going to try to use this as a... as a front and a signal to China. Because, look, I mean, they don't want China knowing what we've got up there, because China now knows that they have the technology to be able to shoot down any of these space-based weapon systems that we put up there. And that's the plan. And so that's what brings me to this other article, which I mentioned earlier. Russia and China challenge U.S. with proposal to ban space weapons. China and Russia challenged the United States at a disarmament debate Tuesday by formally presenting a plan to ban weapons in space. A proposal that Washington has called a diplomatic ploy by the two nations to gain a military advantage. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told the 65-nation conference on disarmament that weapons deployment in space by one state, a reference to the U.S., could cause a new spiral in the arms race both in space and on Earth. Lavrov's call came with an implied threat, noting that the Soviet Union caught up with the U.S. after World War II by developing its own nuclear weapons. Let us not forget that the nuclear arms race was started with a view to preserving a monopoly of this type of weapon, Lavrov said. But this monopoly was to last only 4 years. Without preventing an arms race in space, international security will be wanting. Lavrov told the conference, the task of preventing an arms race in space is on the conference's agenda. It's time to start serious practical work in this field. And, you know, these dudes, they're getting scared. Because they know that we've been developing this stuff for years, and we're so far ahead of them, they don't have any of this. So now they're trying to play catch-up, and they don't like it because we're attempting to put a missile shield defense system there in Kosovo. Russia's getting mad about that. They threatened to point their missiles at the Ukraine this week. If they joined NATO, and that's a show of force against us, you've got Iran getting ready to open up their oil bores. And then what is that going to do? Well... You know, that's going to allow them to start trading their oil in things other than dollars. And you can bet your bottom dollar that the United States and Israel are not going to let that happen. So this is going to cause a conflict with Russia and China, because Russia and China get the majority of their oil and energy resources from Iran. And, there you go. So you're going to continue to see this. And, we really are ramping up towards World War III. There's no other way around it. Talk about it, because all bets are off for Russia. They have no debt. They have nothing to lose. And, Iran is one of their allies, and they're not going to let anyone strike their allies because, hey, they get too much money from them. All right, well, take a break. Come back. Get into more news and information. On the other side, this is The Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Open phone lines at 1-800-313-9443. That's the number to get you on the air on the broadcast today. This is the Saturday morning edition of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. I'm the host of the program, and we're glad you all could be with us for the show today. And as per usual, we have a ton of news and information to get into on the duration of the broadcast today. My website is theglobalreality.com. Also check out hempusa.org. It's a fine sponsor of the Republic Broadcasting Network. Make our fine hemp products, hemp powder, hemp juice, great stuff, hemp seeds, and really, you know, just one of the best products I could ever endorse and let you guys know about. And your continued support helps keep Republic Broadcasting on the air, 100% certified THC-free. That is hempusa.org. Check it out. So continuing on here, before the break I was discussing you know, this situation with this spy satellite and testing these space-based weapon systems and anti-satellite missile systems. And you know, so this week you had Russia and China, you know, basically wanting to ban those type of weapons. Well, that's not going to happen in any slight of the imagination, folks. I mean, you know, the United States of America has too much money invested in this. This is the plan. This has been a plan for, well, I mean, hell, if Dr. Werner von Braun was discussing this in 1973 as an absolute, you know, known thing. I mean, that gives you an idea for how long they've been working on this. So, I mean, this is not something these people are just going to give up easily and just say, okay, well, we'll ban space-based weapons. No. Because, look, they've had these things up for longer than any of us ever knew about. You know, I mean, we didn't find out until, you know, what was it, the early 1980s? About Reagan's Star Wars program, and then we come to find out that had been, you know, going on, and they'd been working on that since the 70s, under Carter. So again, you know, all this stuff is been going on much longer than we know about it. We've got some other stuff we're going to get into today concerning that type of thing, because you always notice when they start admitting to certain types of technology, is about the time when they're rolling that technology over and they start admitting to it, and that's, you know, around the time when they start rolling new stuff in. It's, you know, a 10-year cycle. And this, you know, technology is 10, 20, 30, 40 years ahead of what we ever know about. I mean, go look at the SR-71 Blackbird. I mean, that thing still looks like a UFO or space-age technology. That thing was built in, like, the 50s, folks. Still one of the fastest planes ever made. I mean, it was made in the 50s. Of course, we didn't find out about it for years after that. But you can imagine somebody seeing one of those things at night and not knowing what it was. And, again, that's something that the defense contractors such as Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman have been developing for years. And so it's amazing that they always make them shaped, you know, these certain ways. So that's interesting as well. Continuing on this article here, the Outer Space Treaty of 1967 bans the buildup of stockage of military weapons, including nuclear arms or weapons of mass destruction in orbit and their installation on the moon, but not shooting down of satellites. You see, that comes into play here, see, because we're not even talking about the situation where they're, you know, shooting down the satellite. This is a completely unrelated article with China and Russia trying to ban space-based weapons. And so you'll notice that in the Outer Space Treaty of 1967, the one thing it doesn't mention in there that is basically in violation of the treaty is the shooting down of satellites. And so that's how they're bringing in these space-based weapons in the back door. And that's how they're testing this. You know, I mean, who knows what they're putting up right now with the space shuttle. They're probably up there putting the final touches on this thing. I'm sure that's what it is, because everybody knows it for years. You know, the space shuttle has not been about, just sending man up in space for these little benevolent or just little, you know, meaningless little scientific projects, folks. This has always been something that the defense contractors have done to put up these secret satellites and different systems. And so this is no different to that. Weapons deployment in space by one state will inevitably result in a chain reaction, and this in turn is fraught with a new spiral in the arms race both in space and on Earth. The Russian minister also reiterated his criticisms of the United States' plans for an anti-missile shield in Europe. We cannot help but feel concerned over the situation with our increasing efforts by the United States to deploy its global AEM anti-ballistic missile system. The desire to acquire an anti-missile shield while dismantling the sheath where the nuclear sword is kept is extremely dangerous, he added. Washington is currently negotiating with Warsaw and Prague on the possibility of installation of 10 interceptor missile sites in Poland by 2012 and associated radar stations in the Czech Republic. The U.S. says sites are needed as a part of a gradually developing shield to ward off potential attacks of what it calls rogue states, notably Iran. No. See, really what it really is they want to be, these are missile defense systems, folks, where they want to have them up all over the world so they can attack civilian populations. That's what this is. And so you've got these countries that are all fighting for their piece of the pie. I mean, look, that's the bottom line here. You don't have anybody in any of these countries that's, you know, a sovereign nation or a leader that wasn't installed. You know, it's all show. It's all smoke and mirrors. All these leaders, even the ones that are you know, pretended to be our enemies, are all installed. The point of it is that you have all these different families and all these different members that make up these various different bloodlines all fighting for their piece of the pie of who is actually going to rule the New World Order. Because the New World Order, these people, is a foregone conclusion. Who is going to rule it is not. And that's why they take this very seriously, and they take great care to make sure that you know, that their interests are vested. And so you'll continue to see more of that. So we've got more news and information to get into on the other side here in the first hour of the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
First hour of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Wide open phone line for the duration of the broadcast at 1-800-313-9443. My website is theglobalreality.com. Mike in Kentucky will go to you in just one moment. But I got this other article I want to get into real quick before we go to the phone lines. This came out across Wired Magazine earlier in the week. And again, it just just confirms stuff that we already know. You know, they start rolling out the emissions of technology and emissions of operations that we've known about forever. And try to act like it's all new information. But Navy research paper, Disrupt Economies with Man-Made Floods and Droughts. A recently unearthed U.S. Navy research project calls for creating man-made floods and droughts to disrupt the economy of an enemy state. Weather modification was used successfully in Vietnam to hinder and impede the movement of personnel and material from North Vietnam to South Vietnam, notes a Naval Air Warfare Weapons Division China Lake research proposal released last month through the Freedom of Information Act. But since that time, military research on weather modification has dwindled in the United States. That's because it's old technology, folks. It's antiquated. There's no need to do any more research into it because they've known how to do it. You know, a lot of you may have seen, the research community may have seen the Owning the Weather by 2025 documents PDF that came out a few years ago and made the rounds. And, you know, folks, 2025, I mean, they've been able to own the weather for longer than that. But see, the problem with this is that, you were a kook a few years ago to discuss this and talk about this. I've been talking about this for years. We've known for years they used it, weather modification and things like that, to flood out the Ho Chi Minh Trail. But so now it's breaking news because they're you know, they're discussing it. The proposal is undated, but it's pretty clear from the Cold that it's from the Cold War era. Not only is the Soviet Union, Russia mentioned, but the money is relatively small by today's standards, less than $500,000 over 2 years. Well, we've also known about that. I mean, look, Russia and the Soviet Union were having weather wars with us in the 1980s during the heart of the Cold War. You know, they were creating droughts, floods on us. We were having to combat their weather modification, things they were using against us. I mean, so this has been going on for years. But again, you know, that just is a clear sign that, you know, the new technology we don't know about is coming into play and the old stuff is being outed. So let's go to the phone lines. Mike in Kentucky, you're on the program. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's hard to know what we're not old enough to know about or what they, you know, the Soviets and the Russians are allowed to know about, but we're not, especially, you know, in the intelligence community. But you were talking about the space shuttle being used for military purposes and secret launches of satellites and things. You know, since they've had the last accident, they haven't, I don't think they've had any of those missions. They actually made the news a lot whenever they had a mission that was classified. They were not allowed to say what the cargo was. You know, it was usually some military satellite. But early on in the shuttle program, back in the early 80s, they actually built a separate launch and assembly tower out at Vandenberg Air Force Base, I believe it was. They were going to have separate launch facilities for the Air Force to have its own fleet of shuttles, and for whatever reason, funding, I suppose, that got canceled. So that, you know, the idea that it was built to be used also as a military platform, for people that wanted to look that up, there's pictures of the launch, and I think what they did out there in California, because the weather was better.
Right.
They didn't have to have an enclosed vehicle assembly building, so they built a combination launch and assembly tower, I think is what it was. There's pictures of it. And as far as I know, it's still out there. It's just never been used.
Right. Yeah, so, who knows what they were up to there as well. I mean, you know, we know there's all sorts of, you know, the edge of space vehicles they have that fly at the threshold of space for spy purposes and things of that nature. I mean, you know, as you said, it's anymore, it's not becoming what we do know, it's what we don't know, because, I mean, this, you know, think about it, this technology doubles exponentially every month.
Well, there is a Canadian aerospace company. There's actually a made-for-TV movie about it. I think it was back in the, it was either the early 60s, late 50s, somewhere in there, before we had satellite killer missiles that could be launched from strike fighters like the F-15 Eagle. They have a platform for something. And basically it just goes up into low Earth ballistic orbit. It doesn't actually reach orbit, but it goes and intercepts a spy satellite or a satellite as it's flying over in the 600 to 900 mile zone where most of these orbit, and it just sprays shrapnel and disables it. Now, there was a Canadian aerospace company that developed one of these and got shut down before they could actually test it, but they got their technology to some other company in France or something and was actually approved that it worked. But by then, America had already developed it and basically stole their idea. So that, I mean, there's stuff like that that's been going on since the 50s that's openly known about. There's even a made-for-TV movie about it. So who knows what is out there that, you know, nobody has a clue about. It's been, you know, developed at Groom Lake or whatever. So that's
absolutely
just one example. This why it's absolutely why it's a movie to watch for. I think I saw it on some channel like Lifetime or something, or Discovery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was told as a human interest story, you know.
Right.
Kind of because of the problems that the people that ran the factory had to go through from their perspective, being shut down by their own government.
Yeah.
Because probably, and the movie suggests, I think, that it was pressure from the American military that did it on the Canadian government.
Oh, sure. There's probably more to that story than we even know about, too. There's people probably, you know, all kinds of stuff where people get killed for their secrets and things of that nature. You know, I mean, the industrial espionage that these black operation squads have participated in has just been absolutely insane throughout the years.
Well, I think they're making this a lot of this stuff sort of quasi-legal now because things like the European Union Commission, they investigated Echelon. They had a commission
that
openly investigated Echelon, but, of course, their main concern was industrial espionage, not people's privacy. You know, not the privacy of the average individual being having every phone call, anything you do electronically, recorded and processed later for analysis if something comes up. It's hard to know what their capacity is on that. But the European Union actually tasked a commission to investigate this for like a year and a half, and they issued a report. It made some news reports, barely in this country, but it did in Europe. And, it exists, but nobody will admit to it. It's been going on for who knows how long. The movie Enemy of the State, if somebody wanted to watch an entertaining movie about it, actually Gene Hackman talks about how that was going on 20 years ago, and that movie was made in 1997.
Oh, yeah, so, there's tons of symbology and references to all sorts of military-industrial complex weaponry. They have the satellites, and they talk about being able to, you know, see people down to the ground level and all that. Oh, yeah, there's tons of stuff in that film.
And the black helicopter flies over with the loudspeaker, "Put down your weapons, we have control."
Right.
Yeah, give up. Resistance is futile. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. We'll talk to you later. But, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's always funny how much of this stuff they use. I mean, that goes back to, the CIA gives script approval to films, TV shows, and things of that nature, and allow them to use their hardware in the films based upon script approval. And so basically they get to have a say in what goes in the film and what doesn't go in the film based on their willingness to provide their hardware to be used in the film. And so this goes on quite a bit. I know that Chris Carter, who created the TV series The X-Files, and then the spinoff series The Lone Gunman, talked about that many times, about them, you know, receiving scripts from the CIA and things of that nature. And that's pretty interesting when you think about the fact that they had, was a few months before 9/11, they had the pilot episode of The Lone Gunman, where the pilot episode concerns the government hijacking airplanes and flying them by remote control into the World Trade Center as a pretext to blame it on another country for an invasion. So that's something that's a little too coincidental for them to not have known that ahead of time. You can see those clips if you've never seen that. You can go to newworldrisingmovie.com, and that's the website for my film, 9/11 New World Rising, and you can watch that there. And we also have DVDs there for that film for sale as well. But it's pretty interesting to think about and look into, script approval. There's an actual operation for it. I don't forget. So it's not Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird is the operation concerning control of the media. But there was another operation. I'll have to find out and let you guys know about it at a later date, where there's an actual book about it, where it goes into the whole thing of script approval with Hollywood and how the Pentagon and the CIA have influenced and controlled movies here. I mean, you know, convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff. I mean, you know, you guys have heard about him. You know what he did. You know what his day job was before he was involved in lobbying Congress and got caught and put in prison for it, right? Yeah, he made Hollywood films. He made Cold War era 1980s anti-communist films. He was a Hollywood director. A lot of people don't know that Jack Abramoff, you know, also doubled as a film director. He made the film Red Scorpion with Dolph Lundgren. I don't know how many of you guys have ever seen that, but if you've never seen that, go back and watch that movie. And it's a carefully crafted propaganda piece against communism. And this was, so you see a lot of these people that they either, work in Hollywood first and go to government, or work in government then go to Hollywood. So, that just gives you an idea right there of how far the tentacles of propaganda seep down within the consciousness of the American people. And that leads me to an interesting story. Let me find that real quick. Oh, here we go. McCain received $100,000 from firm of Abramoff Notoriety. This was a story that came out this week that really blew my hair back. On the stump, Senator John McCain has touted his work tackling the excesses of the lobbying industry to bolster his reputation as a maverick reformer. Ask Jack Abramoff if I'm an insider in Washington, McCain often contends. You'd probably have to go during visiting hours in the prison, and he'll tell you in his lobbyist crimes, cronies, of the change I made there. But how much change did McCain actually affect, and is he all that removed from Washington's special interest? A review of campaign finance filings shows that the Arizona Republican has accepted more than $100,000 in donations from employees of Greenberg Tarring, the very firm where Abramoff once reigned. Oh, yeah, Mr. Anti-Corruption there, huh? McCain, you little punk. Oh, God, I hate McCain. What an affront to the American people. And by the way, I'm putting my other films on hold. I'm going to make a film concerning John McCain and Hillary Clinton. I'm going to show you how they're both bought and paid for by the same people and how they've both been bought and paid for and controlled by the David Rockefeller family for years. Now, check this out. These donations include several thousand dollars from the registered lobbyists who represent or have represented businesses such as News Corp, Rupert Murdoch Media Empire. This is from the Huffington Post, folks. This isn't the Tinfoil Times. So right there, we now have the admission that both John McCain and Hillary Clinton are both being funded by Rupert Murdoch and News Corp. So how does that make you feel, America? How does that make you feel to know that you don't have a say on an opinion and who the chosen candidates are that you get to choose from as your commander-in-chief of the United States of America? How does that make you feel? I'd like to know. 1-800-313-9443. Because now we have proof. The proof is in the pudding here. We now have the proof that both Hillary Clinton and John McCain are not only being controlled. Look, I mean, who was the first person McCain met with after was supposedly let out of the torture box over in North Vietnam? Henry Kissinger, on behalf of David Rockefeller. He's been working for them, and Kissinger has essentially been McCain's handler for years. And a few weeks ago, Judicial Watch actually submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to the Clinton Library, where they got documents released from the 1990s concerning Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, where Senator Jay Rockefeller was describing the socialized medicine healthcare system they were going to put Hillary in charge of even back then. So, again, folks, I mean, this stuff is admitted to. They talk about how the Rockefellers are controlling her and how they've been grooming her to be president for years. I mean, this is an absolute affront to the American people. This is an absolute affront. You don't have a say in who your democratically elected leaders are. This is a constitutional republic, but we still have democratically elected leaders. That's the point. But you don't have a say in that anymore. And even if you do try to have a say, they're going to rig it seven ways to Sunday with their voting machines, with all the fraud going on. And who owns that? The same people that work within these confines and make sure that the chosen candidates get in there. It's absolutely disgusting. I mean, the American people need to stand up and be mad as hell about this because, again, the proof is right here, folks. These people are bought and paid for by the same interests, and they want to make sure that no matter who wins, in the end, they win. And that this was all about. Last week when we had Super Tuesday, we had a report coming in from New Mexico. And see, I've been saying for 2 or 3 years, folks, that it was going to be Hillary Clinton and Bill Richardson as vice president. Bill Richardson, of course, is the vice president in New Mexico. And so last week on Super Tuesday, we never had a winner declared in New Mexico. And we also had reports of the Secretary of State of New Mexico and different pollsters and people like that going home with boxes full of ballots in their cars. In the United States of America, folks, that's what we do. That's how we consider our people's vote. That's what we think about. That's how we look at it. As much as a bag of trash in your car. They just went home with them. Of course, I was saying, look, you know who's going to end up winning this? Because they were saying it was going to be Obama at first. And I was saying, no. But, of course, we'll be Hillary. Bill Richardson's loyal team. Bill Richardson's a Bilderberg Group member, keynote speaker at Bohemian Grove a few years ago. I mean, they've been bringing this guy up in the ranks for years. He's another Cheney guy, but what's more horrible about him is he's one of these racist La Raza people that, wants to bring in open borders. I mean, you think we got open borders and bad problem with the illegals now. I mean, you haven't seen nothing yet. Once Hillary Clinton gets in office with Bill Richardson, riding shotgun. Because again, folks, I mean, you look at it historically, you've got the vice president has always been the one that's really been calling the shots for years in the presidency in the United States, while, the puppet front man up there really gets to have all the blame assigned to him. So, I mean, this is just absolutely astounding me. This is McCain received $100,000 from firm of Abramoff Notoriety. So not only now do we know that he's received money from Jack Abramoff's organization, but he's also taken money from Rupert Murdoch and News Corp. Absolutely astounding to me. SPI Spirits, a Cyprus-based company that has fought with the Russian government for the rights to the Stoli Vodka brand name, El Paso Corp., a major energy company, General Motors, and the Essential Workers Immigration Coalition, a group of businesses and trade associations concerned about the storage of lesser-skilled and unskilled labor. All told, McCain has received more than $400,000 from lobbying firms, according to the Center of Responsive Politics. So again, there you go. There you go, folks, right in your face. These people don't care, and they don't care if you know it or not anymore. Absolutely disgusting. Let's take a break, come back, get into more news and information. On the other side, this is The Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Stay with us.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Short segment here coming on the top of the hour on the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to get you on the air on the program today. We've got a ton of news and information to get into in the second hour of the broadcast, and I'm going to move fast through this because I've got a lot of stuff that I want to get into, and I'll make sure that I get into it today. I love taking your calls, but sometimes I get sidetracked in the calls and I don't get a chance to get on my news. But I do want to hear from you today. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to get you on the air. Before the break, was discussing Just, you know, I mean, I'm just tired of this. I still haven't gotten over this whole McCain situation and how, you know, all these candidates were essentially, you know, well, specifically Mitt Romney. You know, were just, I mean, Mitt Romney was nothing more but a ringer, folks, for McCain this whole time. And we were all fooled into believing it. You know, and then you've got the New World Order shills coming out of the woodworks this week to endorse McCain. And of course, Romney has advised all of his delegates to go vote for John McCain. And it's just absolutely sickening to me. I mean, you know, I see the criminality. I see what these people think about you and think about the American public in general. I think about, you know, I see what they, how they just think that we're so stupid and we're so mesmerized by the idiot box in the corner of the room that, you know, they can just continue to get away with this criminality and we're never going to wake up to it and we're never going to figure out what's going on. Well, guess what? I got news for you. We are waking up and we're going to continue to tell the American people about it, and I'm making it my solemn mission to do so. Before this election cycle's over, I'm going to make sure I get a film out that exposes you people and exposes how both of the chosen candidates for the Republicans and the Democrats are both bought and paid for by the same corporate interests and the same people. They both get money from AIPAC. They both get all this special interest money. I mean, come on. They are fully owned subsidiaries of the Rockefeller family. And you just to have to see this. I mean, I still haven't gotten over this. You know, we had Poppy Bush, Magog, Bush Sr. come out yesterday supporting McCain, as well as Tom DeLay. By the way, folks, I confronted Tom DeLay once at a book signing. I approached him. Me and my sister, we had on like 9/11 shirts, right? And we went in to confront him, and he wasn't there yet. And we were walking around, of course, you know, here comes the spooks following us around and everything. So we go back out to the car to kind of sit outside. And as we're sitting outside, I kind of look down the aisle about four or five cars down from us, and here he comes. Here comes Tom DeLay walking towards us. I mean, let me tell you something, folks. If you've never went out and confronted and been eye-to-eye with one of these criminals before, let me tell you something. You don't know how evil they are till you're up against them. I mean, Tom DeLay literally had black eyes. I'm not kidding you. I've never met a person in my life that actually had evil black. I mean, his eyes were literally black. I'm not exaggerating. They were actually black. They had no distinct color to them. He kind of walks up. He looks at we had like question and answer shirts on. It was kind of funny. My shirt said, what happened to World Trade Center building number 7? And then my sister's shirt said, controlled demolition. And so he kind of he looks at our shirts. He looks down. He's like, how are y'all doing? And we're like, good. How are you? And of course, this guy, like, you know, big spook comes in front of us, sticking his arms out. He looks down at our shirts, turns blood red, completely beat blood red, and scurries and slithers off like the snake that he is. But, you know, I mean, you got him coming out and supporting McCain now. I mean, I just want to send a clear message to these people that we're not going to take this crap from them anymore. We're waking up, and the American people are going to stand, and national sovereignty will prevail. That's all there is to it. All right, let's take a break, come back, get into the second hour of the program here on the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Don't go anywhere.